Hi, I'm Karen, and welcome to She Speaks Truth. We are working this year on being present with each other, but more importantly, in our own lives. Thank you for joining us today. We all have work in our life, whether you have a job that you work outside your home or you work inside your home. We all have work. So how do you go about your work? Do you do it grudgingly, angrily, resentful, full of joy, ready to serve? Me? I can be all of those things at times, honestly. I've been angry, unfortunately, at tasks assigned or at coworkers and things that they have done. I've been resentful when other people have gotten credit for work that I feel is mine. I've been negative about the ways things go or how I think others might act. But I've also been positive and upbeat. I've been motivating to others. I've been ready to jump in and take charge and do my part, full of energy. So I can be all of those things. And it made me think, like, is work important? And what does God think about work? And as I'm looking at presence and being present, I talked about being present with God, and I talked about being present with family and friends, and I even talked about having friends at work and being present with them. But am I present in my work? And what does God actually say about that, the importance of it? And so in Colossians 3, verses 23 and 24, it says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving." So he wants us to work with our whole heart at whatever we're asked to do. Whatever work we have, whether that's doing dishes and changing diapers or leading a meeting in a corporate boardroom, teaching my students at school. Work like God is our ultimate boss, not people. I think this is the place to be present as well as with your home and your family. To present the face of Christ to others. This is an opportunity to bring light, joy, the belief that serving God, working for God matters, serving along with others, so we can be a witness to God's glory. This is our calling. We are called to be salt and light. In my devotional I'm doing each morning, the illustrated words of Jesus for women, the day a couple of weeks ago talked about blending in, not just it's easier to not rock the boat or stand out in a crowd. And sometimes at work, that's what we want to do as well. We want to maybe blend in, but we want to work for God, because it says here in Matthew 5:13, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot." So that's what we want to be to others. We want to flavor each other's lives with God and His goodness and His glory. And so let's just pray over our work right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we just bring our work to you. We ask that you will use us in our work to serve you and to glorify you, that we may have this opportunity to be a witness to others, that we don't go about it begrudgingly or with anger or bitterness or anxiety, that we look to you as our ultimate boss, that we look to you as the one leading us and guiding us, and we serve and we work with joy, with energy, with light. When others watch us work, Lord, we ask that they see you shining through. In your precious name. Amen. So over this next week, I'm really going to be trying to observe my interactions at work. And I ask the Lord to search my heart and show me where I am serving people and not him. And take this time to do that yourself as well, because we want to be present in all of the places in our life. And work can be such a giant part of many of our lives, taking many hours of our day. And so I want to be present there as well. And I challenge you to be present there as well as we move through this together. And I will talk to you again next week. Thank you for listening today. If you have time, if you would share with a friend or rate and review this show, it will help other people find us. And as you go about your week, I hope that you are blessed and that you are a blessing.